Finn Harps were defeated on the road against Kerry FC last night. That was in our opening match of the SSE Electricity League First Division. Delighted to say, joining me on the line now is the Finn Harps manager, Darren Murphy. Darren, defeat last night, almost 24 hours later. Give us your thoughts on that defeat and on the performance.
It's probably a difficult one. The boys done extremely well to get themselves just to Kerry. It was a very, very long day. We left Ballybuffet at 9 o'clock that morning. Boys got themselves down, prepared for the game, went out there. Very little in the game. One or two decisions maybe went against us. Outside the two goals that Kerry scored, Ashing Cooney and goals had not a save to make, and that's the tight margins in the First Division. You could see the investment that's been put into Kerry this summer. Obviously, the new investor coming in, Kerry were able to sign multiple players and two new signings who made League of Ireland debuts last night, scored both goals for Kerry. So, just goes to show how difficult it's going to be this season.
Kerry were reduced to 10 men, Darren, in that match, and a number of yellow cards for your side. In your opinion, was the yellow cards merited?
I think a lot of players and a lot of coaching staff are going to pick up more yellow cards this year than previous years. Yeah, Kerry were reduced to 10 men. The red card came 72, 73 minutes into the game. At that stage, we were already 2-0 down. We'd made a few changes. It was very hard to make more changes because we were already chasing the game at 2-0. So I just think regards yellow cards and red cards, at the moment, there needs to be more clarity between the Referees Association and the Managers Association and the Players Association. There's so much inconsistency now, it's quite frightening. I actually don't think the Kerry player is a sent off. I don't think it's a sent off. I think the Kerry player sent off due to some decisions that go against us. I think we have a absolutely stonewall penalty kick and we don't get it. And then a decision goes our way when maybe the other decision doesn't go our way. And I just think there needs to be more clarity. I think the referees also need to be brought up to a standard of where everything else is going in the League of Ireland. You look at the Premier Division, you look how full-time it is. We've got 10 full-time teams. In the First Division, we have two and a half full-time teams. And I think we need to now look as an association in the League of Ireland and the FAA. I mean, you need to start bringing the referees up to that level. I feel sorry for the referees. I understand the pressure they're under, but they're now working in a game that is professional in a full-time environment, and they need to be brought up to that level because it's unfortunate for them. I also think there's so many grey areas around the rules. Everything now is about opinion and how the referee sees that. It's either, it should be that's the rule, that's not the rule. There's a couple of things happened last night. We had players booked for kicking the ball away because it was stopping play, and then we had other players kick the ball away but it wasn't stopping play. I just don't get it. I just think there's too many grey areas. I think there needs to be a clarity right across the board. Their job's difficult enough, and I just don't think as an association and we're doing enough to help them, to bring them to the same level that we're bringing the game.
Interesting points indeed, Darren. It's no secret that it's going to be a youthful Finn Harps first team for 2025, and one of the key men part of that is young Gavin McAteer. What a milestone for the youngster earlier on today, part of the Republic of Ireland on the 17 side.
Absolutely delighted for Gavin to make his debut for Ireland's under-17s. That's where we are as a football club. I understand where we are. We're not in a position where we were maybe 4 or 5 years ago, where we attracted the best players. We had the biggest budget. Again, I'm certainly not making excuses. I understand the role I have. I understand where we are as a football club. I understand where we want to go. There will hopefully be some good news coming forward regards facilities, regards new stadium. I get all that. For me, it's been a personal highlight to see Galvin represent Ireland at under 17 level and be a senior player for Finn Harps Football Club. I'm proud that we have the youngest squad ever to maybe represent Finn Harps in the League of Ireland. Them things are all there. There are things that I understand. There are things that I understand the challenges that the committee have. I understand that the chairman have. And I understand all that. And I have no problem with that. The problems that I have is when people on the outside talk about where we should be, but don't understand where we are. That's where I have an issue. I also have an issue when it becomes personal regards myself as manager of Finn Harps. I'm doing the job that I'm doing right now because I understand the circumstances of where we are as a football club. And I will continue to do that job because I realise what the people above me are trying to do. The people on the outside who are looking in, I would encourage them people, if you want to make Finn Harps better, and if you want to make Finn Harps a club that can compete at the level that you want them to compete at, then come in and be in the inside and look out. But don't stand on the outside and look in and give a criticism and give an opinion. And in my case, over this last 24 hours, some people make it very personal. That, to me, is wrong. If you want to make it better, pick the phone up to me, come in, and then be in the inside, and then help us. No problem whatsoever. Our challenges are extremely hard every day, every week, every month. For me to get a team out in the pitch to face Kerry in the first game on Friday evening was challenging, considering training facilities, travel, all the things that go with that as a manager. It's very easy for people to look at a game for 90 minutes and have an opinion. And football opinions, I have absolutely no problem with. No problem whatsoever. People can give their opinion on how the game went, the team I picked, the players that I picked, all that stuff, I have no issues. But when people have an opinion about me as a personal opinion of me, then no, that's different. They don't understand what I go through day on day, week on week, hour on hour, month on month. So them people that are quite forceful in their opinion, if they want to come and help, no problem whatsoever.